good evening, folks, and welcome to the Creation Science Hour. This is Kent Coleman talking to you live in Pensacola, Florida, this January 15th, Martin Luther King's birthday.
You're not Martin Luther King, though.
No, it's my birthday, too.
It is your birthday.
And Martin Luther King's birthday. Well, Martin Luther King, definitely influential, had some real serious character flaws, some real serious problems with women, and very wrong attitude about some things, I think, but something like that. But he makes better than all.
I think of Martin Luther.
Reformation and the Protestant movement that protested against the Catholic Church
at the feast of the Lord, right?
Right. Okay. Some people think, you know, that Baptists are Protestants. No, we never protested against the Catholic Church. We were never part of them. Never were part of them. Okay, if you want to be on the program, call in, folks. We'd love to have you. You can call 877-479-DINO. 877-479-3466. This is Kent Hovind, H-O-V-I-N-D, the most heated man on the internet. It's got to be close from one of them, anyway. And we are Bible-believing Christians here. We believe the Bible is literally true and scientifically accurate. We think the evolution theory is one of the dumbest ideas in the history of humanity and the most dangerous ideas. Man, anybody thinks they get more wrong needs some serious help, for one thing. And what the consequences of this idea are unbelievable. Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Paul Pot, and Khmer Rouge, and just a few of the many millions who have been influenced by this ridiculous idea, and it's caused them to do some really, really bad things. Of course, there have been some Christians who have done some really bad things, too. I understand that's not what the Bible teaches them to do. Evolution leads to the obvious conclusion that there is no such thing as right and wrong. Anyway, if you want to join us on the program, we'll be glad to take your questions and comments. We have a bunch of stuff to go over today. So, sit down, buckle up, and hang on. Let's see if I can get the right quarters. My piling system is getting out of control now.
I got built some walls, you can pile it higher.
Pile it higher, but it's a wall. That's pretty bad here.
Messages poor, internet, PhD, pile higher and deep.
Pile higher and deep, that's what I need. Okay, if you want to call in, go to our website, drdino.com, just drdino.com, and you can AOL instant messages, or you can get on the program there on our Creation Science Power button. AOL screen name, Dr. Dino Live, D-R-D-I-N-O-L-I-V-E, is the AOL screen name. And you can call 850-479-DINO or 877-479-DINO. Either one will get you through. One you pay for, the other one we pay for. Let's see. We have a couple announcements here. Our Creation Boot Camp coming up this September is going to be incredible. We've been having meetings on it, getting stuff ready. We have a staff of five people working on things like crazy. It's going to be awesome. Quit whatever you're doing and come September 17, 18, and 19. September 17 is a Friday night. We'll start Friday night and then all day Saturday and Sunday morning. You can go after that. We're going to continue Sunday night just a little bit. Get to see that. So make sure that.
Yes, sir. $50 per person, but what are they get with that?
Well, they get to come to everything. They get a free meal at the Adventure Land. We're going to have all kinds of activities here. They get a 2 or 3 hour, actually they can come all day if they want, but they get the 3 hour tour of the Adventure Land. It's pretty tough to do in 3 hours. They get an audio tape of all of the speakers, including the ones they can't even go to, because like sometimes there's 3 or 4 workshops going simultaneously. They don't want to be in one place at a time, at least I can't. But anyway, we're going to record everything. And they get a binder of all the audio tapes of all the seminars, the ones they ran at, the ones they weren't at.
Wow.
So, good to have
you here,
didn't I'll be there. This is our first ever, and hopefully first annual, we're going to call it the Creation Boot Camp. We are the Marines of the creationist groups out there.
Well, it's actually going to be decked out as a military-style conference, too.
You won't. I can't tell you. Some of the stuff we have planned is so funny. It's so good. These guys with wild ideas, you know. Of course, Dan Johnson was in the Boy Scouts for 5 years, and John Dusty and the Marines for 8 years, and between the two of them, they get all these wild ideas, you know, up to do. And we got my son Eric and my son-in-law Paul. Those two together are absolute. Oh, I can't say the stuff they think of. Anyway, that'll be exciting. Come to the Southeast Creation Conference, September 17, 18, 19. We'd love to have you. It's going to be the theme is Creation Boot Camp. Come prepared to get armed. Bring your kids. If they're in school, we will have nursery facilities. They will be there, so all ages are welcome. families, like $125, I think, for the whole family to come. And a caller already.
We have our first caller.
And we didn't get to the testimony for nothing yet. Okay, well, we'll have the testimony. And we'll have the caller. Or two. And I get my headphones on here. All right, I'm ready. Go ahead. Oh, yes.
Scientific evidence that you present while I was still in school.
so I could have shared it with my classmates. However, there are still many others who need the message, and now I feel better educated to answer tough questions from non-believers. May God bless you in your work to spread the truth. Dr. Todd Kenmore. Well, Dr. Kenmore, thank you so much. I'm glad it was helping. You are right. There are millions that need this. And we get this kind of testimony often, so I wish I had this information before.
The information you're talking about, the video seminar series, is on our website, the newest edition, so everybody out there listening can go and get it at drdino.com, non-grainy
virtual. Or if you have just a regular old phone line coming into your computer, we want the information to dribble in. It's a little grainy.
It's a little, yeah. Or you can download it also and watch it from your own computer.
Sure.
And stop and play, and stop and play.
Yeah, we started 15 years ago with this ministry and have never copyrighted our stuff. And we encourage people to get it and spread it around. We want to win the war, not build a castle here. Okay, Mike Jackson writes in, I don't really have much of a question. I just wanted to say the tapes I have seen from you are amazing. I'm attending Nazarene Bible College in Colorado Springs for pastoral studies. I just graduated from Oklahoma this past May. Then I moved out to Colorado Springs. My friend encouraged me to watch your videos, and I thought it was just great. Keep up the good work. Thanks for allowing God to work through you and bless your ministry. Well, amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I'll be coming to Colorado Springs sometime this year to speak at the World Arena on the south end of town there, the Stealing the Mind of America Conference. You can go to our website, drdino.com, D-R-D-I-N-O, and get our itinerary off of there. And see, this week, I'm home. I have a staff meeting, a staff appreciation banquet, Saturday night. Dr. Ray Comfort is coming to speak, and he is amazing. Good friend of mine from New Zealand. He now lives in Southern California. One of the best soul winners I've ever seen. And I wanted to hire up our staff, not that they're not hired up already, but the purpose of our ministry is to win souls. And so that's what we're trying to do here. Okay, Rita, we have more messages. Oh, man, I just... Okay. I didn't get to hear you. You can have this one back, Rita. Back that. Thank you so much. Okay. Let's see. These are radio questions right now. Or, okay. I'll put them in the box. I'll get to these first. Hey, well, listed message here. Zach, Z-A-C-S-P-C. That's a screen name.
That's a screen name. Some of them are pretty different.
Pretty different. What's yours, Jonathan?
Mine is, well, I created my personal one.
Yeah, that's right. You got to keep it secret. Don't you say?
I did. I made one time that was all I went in and Gucci. It was the longest, most absurd thing you could ever think about saying. I made up that name one night just for a moment. Was all I went in and Gucci. I actually made that screen name and used it for a little while. So if someone can spell that, then they can add it and probably sit me on there every now and then.
And was that just from eating too much pizza one day?
I ate pizza, and I tried that peanut butter thing. And
you put peanut butter on the pizza, you'll dream dreams and see visions.
Yeah.
You definitely will. Sure. Okay, here we go. Anyway, Z-A-C-S-P-C, Zach Spick, writes it. I had a website that an atheist gave me. It was from Italy, and I thought you might want to check it out. It is stupid but interesting. I thought you might want to see what the web address is, and here's it here. S-C-I-A-M, Scientific American.
It's actually behind this message.
Oh, I didn't run out the whole thing. Scientific American. 15 answers to creationist nonsense. This is so silly. Here's what they do. They make up questions that Christians don't even believe. They make up statements we don't even believe, and then shoot it down.
This is called a straw man.
Straw man, yeah. You build a straw man and then beat him up really bad. So, see, I beat up that guy. No, he beat up a straw man. He didn't beat up the guy. Okay. These guys, John Remy, that wrote this. I forget where he's at, but I heard all the details one time. Anyway, where's the answer to this? Is it on our website?
Yeah, that's, they can find that basically anywhere. We have one of ours. We also, you did a rebuttal to that quite a while back. And I think that's actually in the radio archives. So they can check that out.
Yeah. And I think AIG's got a good one on
it. AIG also has one. I think that Jonathan's our body and Carl Wheeler and then that did one.
Yeah. This 15 answers to creationist nonsense is a ludicrous article. I would debate this guy any day, half my brain tied behind my back. Okay, stay tuned for the break, folks. Go check out drdino.com. We got a lot of stuff on there. All right, folks, welcome back to the Creation Science Hour. Oh, I think all kinds of exciting things around here. We asked all of our staff to write out 10 unusual things about themselves. And we're going to have a game Saturday night with our staff. You know, Appreciation Banquet is going to be about 50 people there. And see who can guess who this is talking about. And so, for instance, you don't guess now, John, but you know, somebody on our staff has a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm just reading through something that I couldn't believe it. One, this person says, I have 16 brothers and sisters, 56 nieces and nephews, and 56 great nieces and nephews.
Wow.
Who's that on a staff? That's going to be interesting to work this in a room there. I'm excited about that. Okay, if you want to get your questions in, folks, get them in quick here. Go to Truth Radio, go to drdino.com, D-R-D-I-N-O, and go to the Creation Science Hour button on our website. You can AOL instant messages, or you can access the message if you want. Let's see, what's our fax number? 850-479-8562 is the fax number here. You can send that in. I will take it by email, but then it'll be a few days until it gets through the system here, because we got too many irons in the fire. All right, let's see. Joseph writes in. My program, I've been told that Neanderthal DNA puts them outside the range of normal humans. Is that true? Joseph, no, that is not true. Neanderthals have been extremely well studied by a guy named Dr. Jack Kumazo, who is actually coming here to speak at the Southeast Creation Conference, our Creation Boot Camp.
The first ever.
First ever. If you want to come, September 17th and 19th, drop everything and come. This is going to be well worth it. We're about 4 minutes from the airport if you drive fast. I have made it there in, maybe 6 minutes.
I was in the car whenever you were.
But no, we get there pretty quick.
Yeah.
And the traffic. Oh, but still, traffic's a little bit. It's not that bad. Our town's about 150,000 people or so. So, anyway, it's not true that, no, it is true that the Neanderthal DNA that was analyzed was like 3 or 4% different than the average of the human DNA on whatever they were comparing. But that is still within the range. Because the human DNA was to some kind of number plus or minus 4 or 5%. So, no, the Neanderthals would blend in perfectly well with society today. I've seen people downtown that look very similar to the Neanderthals. Bigger eyebrow ridge, you know. That's their average height of the Neanderthals, I think, was 5'9", and their brain was bigger than ours.
This is thoroughly documented and covered in which book? What was that?
Buried Alive.
Buried Alive by Jack Kumazo.
Excellent book. Man, he's a great speaker, too. You can really enjoy him when he comes. There's some good folks coming in this year, John.
There's going to be a Jack Kumazo.
Earl Ball's coming in.
Dennis Swift.
Dennis Swift. He's an expert on the Ica stuff. Been down to South Peru. I don't know how many times, lots of times, and he's an amazing guy, really funny guy, Dr. Dennis Swift. Everybody's going to enjoy it. Dr. Ball on TVN every week, and he's on the Creation of the 21st Century. He'll be here. He's been studying, he's been living right on top of the dinosaur footprints and human footprints in Texas. He's been living there for years, has a museum. He'll be doing a great job. Okay, so if you want to come to us, it is not true that the Neanderthals are outside the range of normal human DNA. Well, that's maybe a trick way that somebody phrased that to you. It is true they're like 4% different from the average, but that doesn't put them outside the range of humans. It puts them, you know, within the range of humans, but at one extreme. Not a big deal. But he goes on, also, I know this isn't exactly your field, but have you ever heard of the Jesus Seminar? Have you any good books to counter their claims?
No, sir, I'm sorry. That's the Jesus Seminar is where they were talking about them. They're saying Jesus couldn't have risen. He couldn't have arisen from the dead in bodily form. They were claiming a bunch of really odd things. This is, I was telling you about the other night, The Resurrection on Trial by Hal Lindsey. It's located on the TBN website. It's an amazing video. It goes through and thoroughly documents that it is impossible for, you know, anybody to have taken the body of Christ. They go through and he thoroughly documents exactly what happened whenever they covered the tomb. You spoke with this other fellow yesterday about how they found the seal on the tomb of Christ.
Yeah, Gilbert Vincent was here yesterday from Texas. He may be back home by now. He was headed there. Gilbert Vincent just came back. He saw my seminar, and he said, "Rehoboam, I went to Israel to find out if what you were saying was true about the crossing of the Red Sea, et cetera, et cetera." He said, "I'm a scuba diver." He said, "A big burly guy. Excellent shape. He climbed to the top of the 18-week pillar."
We were actually looking at that yesterday, trying to figure out how in the world he got up.
I said, "How did you climb?" This pillar is like, you know, 3 foot or 3.5 foot around pillar. Like a huge tree with no limbs anywhere. 18 feet tall. He said, "Well, take a look at the picture real close, and you'll see there are two ropes on there." He wrapped a rope around, tied it, used that to pull himself up and held on while he put another rope around. Anyway, there we go. Gilbert Vincent, if you don't believe me, he said, "Rehoboam, I just got back from Israel." He said, "What you have said is exactly correct. We found the place where they crossed the Red Sea. We went scuba diving out there." Mm-hmm. He said, "We did not find any chariot's parts, but you can could see, obviously, there was an underwater path that people had cleared out, pushed all the rocks out of the way. Here they are under 100 feet of water. And there's a path across the Red Sea. He said, you could easily, you know, walk down there pushing a baby carriage. He said, it's just a nice gentle slope, 6% slope all the way down. Exactly what Ron told me. If you look at the Gulf Red Sea, it goes up in splits. The left fork is called the Gulf of Suez. The right fork is the Gulf of Aqaba. It's actually about halfway down the Gulf of Aqaba, where the Great Red Sea crossing was. And the pillar on the Egyptian side is still there. This may be the pillar referred to in Isaiah 19, I believe, about the pillar at the border of Egypt. A testimony to the Lord. That's quite a thing. There was one over on the Saudi side. They took it down and moved it to a Quonset Hut warehouse. But we have a picture of it inside the warehouse. I don't know if the Saudis know that. I'd probably come shoot me for heaven. But you call Gilbert Vincent in Texas. Let's see. If you want to call him, it has an 800 number. 800-850-7448.
And again, that resurrection on trial, there was the owner, the president of Harvard Law School, who was an agnostic. After doing all of his studies, ended up saying that there's more evidence for the bodily resurrection of Christ than there is that Alexander the Great ever existed. And that is, it's a very interesting video that they can watch on TVN.com, the video gallery by Hal Lindsey.
Okay. Also, you can call Richard Reeves at WyattMuseum.com. He's been doing research on the tomb of Jesus, where I was just, last summer, year and a half ago, I realized it. Anyway. I was over there in Israel speaking, and I got to go visit the Tarpon Tomb. You can see the groove or the big stone rolled back and forth. Gilbert told me when he was there, of course he does construction, he said it had just rained. He said that groove where the stone rolled in, this big long trough, the stone must have been 13 feet tall. They estimate that's what some estimate was. And who knows how thick, but the groove is like 12 or 14 inches thick. He said it just rained and the water was at both ends. He said there's a high spot in the middle. So they would roll this thing up, this massive stone up, and then they pinned it. The Romans would chisel a hole in the rock and pour it full of lead with a steel pin in the middle. Well, Richard Reeves has got permission from the Jewish Antiquities Department. He's been over there analyzing the lead and the pin. It was jammed off to one side. The angel apparently just threw the stone out of the way. Tearing loose the seal like it was nothing, like we're nothing here. But one angel killed 185,000 Syrians.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to mess with them.
That's what they enjoy. But so Gilbert said it's absolutely true, but he said I was over beside him, maybe, but I'm going to check everything out. And he said, you're right. I think about the fourth person come back and say, yep, Ron Wyatt was right. It's there. You know, there are some creationist organizations that blast Ron Wyatt and they never did even check out his stuff. You know, they just don't like him for whatever. Now, you know, Ron and I differ on a few things. He's in heaven now. He knows better. He's an independent Baptist now. But he was a great guy, and I think got a lot of cool stuff. His website is WyattMuseum.com. Check out or call Richard Reeves. He was with him on a lot of the stuff that took over. And Gilbert just came back. By the way, Richard's listening up there in Tennessee. Gilbert said he was there on the River of the Beaches called there, and the pillar is getting kind of eroded at the base. And so he met one of the guys that had a tractor and bulldozer there. Or a backhoe or something, in Lord, and hired him to, you know, put a bunch of, rent it off and put a bunch of dirt around the base of it to hold it so it really looked sharp, you know, decorated the base of it a little bit, the foundless with dirt, so it wouldn't look like it's ready to fall over. Because somebody, Jim or somebody, had dragged it up out of the water and put a concrete base on it to hold it up. Looks like it's leaning a little bit, leaning tower piece. Okay, anyway, that's the skinny on that. Okay, if you want to call in, folks, 850-479-DINO. 850-479, and I think at least one of our secretaries is staying over time here. If you want to call in and order some materials, you can still do that. Or you can get our free book for you being brainwashed by your science book. Just call in. We give just one free to radio listeners. Say, I would like your free brainwashed book. That's for the word. Just say the word brainwashed. And if you want to get our, what did you say, just went online, Jonathan, the Answering the Critics, it was an 8 video series that you and Eric did just about 2 weeks ago or so,
right.
Answering all of the major anti-Hillman websites, which it was about maybe 7 or 8 of the thousands.
Yep.
So, and that's actually on the website, just the MP3s right now. The videos will be on later, so if they go to the drdonna.com and they click on Truth Radio feed, they can get the MP3s from those videos from those series.
Okay. Good.
And it'll be available on DVD and video through our ministry here. months, does the it almost got, you know, I want to hear the uncle, show me the baby, son. I want to hear about the labor pains. Get it done. Okay. Let's see. We have a question from Cindy Patty, P-A-T-T-I. Cindy writes in, I was just wondering what vitamins do you take daily? Not at all. I take a bunch. I take a multivitamin to kind of cover all the bases. I take B-complex from Shapley. I don't sell any vitamins and don't call to try to get me selling vitamins, okay? I think Shapley is the best, but I don't sell them and I don't want to sell them. But don't call about that. But they are really good. I've been impressed. I've taken them for years. I taught school 15 years, and I was sick 4 days in 15 years. This school.
For the last 15 years, you've been flying around.
I've been frequently traveling all night. Haven't missed a meeting. Not one. Spoke, we figured it out 830 times last year. 834, something like that. You know. Money. I don't know about planning. We need more. There's a, anyway, so vitamins, let's see. I take vitamin C plus quercetin. Vitamin C without quercetin doesn't do a lot of good. Quercetin is found in the red coating of the fruits, the peaches, I mean the apples or peaches or whatever has red in it. It's quercetin. I really have trusted for several, quite a few years, actually, the advice of Bill Sardi on health and nutrition problems. He is really, really sharp. My philosophy of health and medicine is very simple. First, you make sure your body has everything it needs, vitamins, minerals, oils. Then you make sure your body's lined up. Chiropractic, osteopath, you know, keep your body in line, fixed. Last, you go to a doctor. That's my totally unbiased, humble opinion on the topic. And that's been my philosophy and work. I'm not against doctors, but I think that they treat symptoms, they don't treat causes. Okay. And chiropractic really works. I've been thousands of times. Every place I go to churches, you know, there'll be a chiropractor there. Last night, I got to speak in my creation class, you know, and the osteopath, and it's in the Navy, Navy osteopath. He suggested me every week for months, and he fixed my back again. I've been whiplash 3 times, plus I slide on my back a lot. Backsliding really hurts it. It's so fun, though. I just, you know,
whiplash is probably from gravity there for so quickly.
Actually, the reason I grabbed quickly is that I've been hit from behind 3 times, and it's never going to happen again. They're going to have to really be moving at me from behind. Nothing can't be done. It's going to be nothing like it, okay? I want them to listen to it quickly. I'm disobeying the scripture. Okay, here we go. Gary Woodrow writes it. Number one, first, you're a great job. You're doing and defending the Bible. I have learned a lot from your ministry. Two, I have a friend at work who believes in evolution, and he has this argument that covering all of the dinosaur fossils around the world is a layer of black earth. And below this layer, there is not found any fossils of man or animals and after the dinosaurs. What do you answer to this? God bless Gary Woodrow Mingo. Gary, what he's telling you is baloney. It is not true. Okay? You can call Joe Taylor in West Texas, in Crosbyton, Texas, near Lubbock. Joe Taylor is one of the best dinosaur diggers there is. His website is MountBlanco.com, M-T-B-L-A-N-C-O, MountBlanco.com. And he is an expert. He has done about more dinosaurs than probably anybody alive today. And he will tell you it is simply not true. Very often they find dinosaur bones that are not fossilized. They are not from millions of years ago. This layer of black earth, probably the iridium layer he's referring to, is an imagination. It's not true. It is not completely covered the world. And they're making this up. The geologic column does not exist. It is, check out our video game number 4, which you can order off our website if you want a DVD or VHS. And if you're in European countries, we'll send it to you in PAL format, or you tell us if you want PAL or NTSC, or as American. That's it. There's PAL-M, PAL-N, C-CAM, 6 different video formats. Just for home video, plus all the others are MP3. There is no data. We can do just about all of them here in-house. Okay, here we go from Emily Berkey. Dr. Roman, I want to congratulate you on a wonderful job speaking at Grace Baptist Church in Middletown, Ohio. Though I have seen your good videos, I had a blast seeing you in person. I just wanted to ask you what courses I would necessarily have to take to go into creation science evangelism. I know I would probably have to take chemistry and biology courses, but I'm not exactly sure. And I know I have asked you this already, but what colleges serve a good science program? My father purchased your booklet on the gap theory, and I noticed that the guy in the feature on the back cover, along with you, mentioned something about Victory Baptist School of Creation. and science. I never looked at it with Proof Revolution. Let me finish my mind and we'll take that, okay? Hang in there. This is great. I've been wanting Proof Revolution for years. This is awesome. Okay, anyway, it continues there. Steve Lowell, that you referred to, Emily, Victory Baptist School of Creation, he just teaches a class there. He has all ages in there. He's a great guy, Steve Lowell, and I don't remember, I can't give his address or phone number now. Call my office during the week and get one of the secretaries to get you in contact with Steve Lowell, L-A-W-E-L-L. Dan, you going to be on the program today? Not today, okay. You got that extra mic up there, current battery. Whenever you're ready. So I don't think Victory Baptist School of Creation is necessarily a college you can go to and get a degree. No, it's not. Yes, but it's going to be a very busy man. If it's easier to email me, here's my address. Thank you for your time. God bless you in your ministry. I may bring millions to know him. Take care. God bless. Emily. Thank you, Emily. And, as Steve says, not a college. We can talk about colleges. I'm not calling Emily. And we can discuss different colleges, advantages and disadvantages. I'd be glad to help you with that if you call me. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, we have got Jerome online, too.
Jerome. Go ahead, Jerome.
Yes, me too. Can I have it?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing, Mr. Holman? My name is Jerome from Santa Monica, California. And I sent you my theory of evolution today. In a letter and a picture of me and your company know who I am.
Okay.
And I am a social reformer, and I'm a very great thinker, and I'm also one of the best songwriters in the world.
Wow. Well, I have to get your letter. It's not made it to my desk yet.
I just sent it today, so it'll get there. You know,
welcome back to the Creation Science Hour. You can call 850-479-90 or 877-479-90. Okay, Jerome, you're telling me you're a great thinker, a social reformer, a songwriter.
One of the best songwriters in the world.
Oh, wow.
I think you made me shiny star.
And the most humble person I've ever met, right?
You may call me, but I believe in peace and God. Okay. I have peace and God and goodness in my heart.
Okay, tell me your about evolution. We've got a few minutes here.
Science got more physical, evidence there about life because the three craters, three or four or five huge craters that made the Atlantic Ocean or the Pacific Ocean could only be, because when the world was formed, it was perfectly round. And those craters could only be formed by a huge or mass object that came from outer space. The only way life came to Earth was from space. That's the only way. If you look on science, the side of science, the only way that life was transported through the space was through icy meteorites that can hold billions and trillions of cells or whatever form that made it and fornicated here on Earth, and of course the atmosphere and the weather of Earth allowed life.
Okay. See what I mean? No, I don't see what you mean, and you're making all this up. What scientific evidence do you have that any of the oceans are made from craters?
No, not craters, icy comets.
Okay, an icy comet did not make the ocean.
Yes, huge. The only way that these craters that hold a mass Atlantic Ocean was formed by something huge that crashed into Earth.
No, that is not the only way it could be formed.
Well, you know, there's Psalms 104, which says the mountains arose and the valleys sank down and so forth. So there's a biblical scientific interpretation of this. The valleys and all that stuff is
right.
Well, you look at the other planets. You look at the other planets. You see a lot of craters.
It was
hit by comets throughout billions of years. Of course, life couldn't form there because it was either too hot or too cold.
Slow down, one at a time. I agree the other planets are hit by comets, but I do not agree it's been over billions of years. There's absolutely no possible way you could prove that. They could have all been hit last week.
There is no other way that we did not manifest from thin air. And definitely God has not appeared, manifested to me, or any angel has manifested to me to my lifetime. So the only way that life could have came on this earth was to comets or meteorites. And definitely iron or rock meteorites don't carry any particles or life in it. So it could be icy meteorites that had frozen particles in it. And of course, like I said, the earth was round. And the only way that the craters that hold the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean could be formed was from something massive that hit Earth billions of years ago that created those vents.
Well, I'll try to help you. I don't know if I can
this is predominantly dealing with geological formations, mountains, and so forth. But I'm assuming that the theory or the paper that you submitted for the $250,000 is regarding biological evolution, i.e., different kinds of animals and so forth. So, wonder if you could
talk about that. Okay. Now, the evolution of the forming of the stature of the human body. Of course, we came from a creature that walked tall on two legs and had hands. And through millions of years, through the millions of years, it had formed. It had formed into a well-intelligent human being. Our ability, the mind that we happen to gain, our ability to know why this, why that, how this, and how that, that's what made us intelligent. We are creatures of comfort. Our search for comfort has made us what we are today, flying in the air on planes, riding comfortably in cars, using telephone. You know what I mean? You see what I mean?
Okay. Let me read your letter first, and I'll respond to you. But I can tell you right now, you need to read my offer for $250,000, because it sounds like, from listening to you talk, you don't understand what the offer is for. You can make up a story and say you believe it came in on a comet, but this is not scientific evidence. This is my whole gripe against the evolution theory.
Okay, now think about it. Think about how else life came from being on Earth.
Okay, I got it.
There's no other transportation out there in the stars, in the galaxies, but meteorites or comets.
Well, this is a problem. See, a lot of these people, they try to adhere to a strictly naturalistic, philosophical way for life to come here. They can't just accept that possibly God put life here, just like the Bible says, because there's no evidence that life could have come from a comet, certainly.
Right. Well, if you are challenging my theory, because that's what I wrote on my letter, then I know I would have a slim chance of winning some kind of financial support from you all. But I'll go ahead and read my letter. You know, a guy like me, I'm out to do good. I believe that I can make this world a much better place for everybody to live in by simply reforming the way of thinking of the human being and nations, leaders of nations, from bad to good through music.
Okay. Well, I hope your music does well. I will read your letter.
Yes, sir.
I'll respond to you. Okay. Thank you for calling, Jerome. And if you want to be on the program, 850-479-DINO, 850-479-3466, or AOL Instant Messages. Now, Jerome's theory, all it does is postpone the problem. How did life get started out there in order to get transported here? It still doesn't answer the question.
Also, he was talking about our education, our ability to reason, and so forth, and he's saying that right there had to have come from something that was less educated, which, that's just mind-blowing. I mean, why can't someone just accept that God created man fully formed and with the ability to make, you know, decisions? And
well, see, this computer here is able to do quite a few things, so that proves it came from an abacus, because abacuses are less complex than computers, you know.
Mm.
There's
no evidence supporting evolutionary theory. I don't know why I don't know why they adhere to it.
It's one of the dumbest and most dangerous ideas in the history of the world. It's evolution theory.
Like you said, Jerome, we will look at your paper and
sure. We welcome those. Actually, we've been offering $250,000 for probably 12 years now for any real scientific evidence for evolution.
We will even put the paper on our website underneath the $250,000 submission. So
making a statement that you believe it came in on a meteor is not scientific evidence. That's a religion, and you're welcome to believe that. I don't care what you believe, but don't call it science. That is not science. Okay, here we go. Matt Little, L-Y-T-L-E. Are we off the air here? Hello, sounds like something went off here, folks. If you're getting this on tape, we still have an audio feed to that part of it. Are we back on?
We are now back on.
We are now back on. Okay. Audio feed. Rita, did you do that? You didn't mess it up? Okay, good. Here we go. Matt Little writes in, Dr. Oven, I have a question about the giants in the Bible. I've watched your seminar and understand that the pre-flood world, the conditions would have made man a bit bigger and very healthy and strong. My question is, when in Genesis it says the sons of God made it with the daughters of men, that they're sons of God and fallen angels, were they fallen angels or descendants of Cain? I've always believed there were fallen angels, and she goes through the reasons here. Well, Matt, let me give you the skinny version on this to save time, since we've got a giant stack of letters to answer here. I cover this on video number 7, which you can watch on our website, drdino.com. Go to seminar part 7 and watch the non-grainy version of if you have a big pipeline coming into your computer. If you have the phone line dribbling in, then you might want to download it overnight. But Video 7, we talk about who are the Nephilim is the question. It's a three-hour video. Number 7 is Allah just frequently asked questions, FAQ. We can ask questions a lot, and obviously that's what I do every day for an hour. But if you can, plus at my seminar, I always have a question-answer time for those who want to ask questions. We invite skeptics and scoffers to come. My website is published. We publish our itinerary. I don't hide where I'm going, and I don't go by an anonymous name.
Rita and the ladies in there just told me that the reason we were cut off is because there's technical difficulties with Richard's finger in the sound.
Richard hit the wrong button.
Richard hit the wrong button.
Richard, hold your hands and twiddle your thumbs. Keep your fingers away from that
That's
button.
Okay. We love them.
That's right. Thanks, Richard. Okay. Here's one from Steve Hempelman and Mike Kirch. K-E-R-T-S-C-H-E-R. Kircher, I'm going to assume. Steve and Mike, I can handle that part. Is there any way to tell when the rapture will come? Steve and Mike, I think in about 7 minutes the rapture will come. Actually, I have no clue. I'm hoping very strongly for pre-trib rapture. I don't think I could prove that doctrine from Scripture, but I believe it. I have believed it for years. I've heard the five different positions Christians take, you know, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, amillennial, split rapture. I forget the other one, post-millennial. Anyway, I'll have to say, I think the Scriptures lean toward pre-trib rapture. I couldn't prove it and wouldn't argue with anybody. I mean, I'd be glad to discuss it. Iron sharpens iron. But I couldn't prove it. And I think the rapture would be in any minute. But meanwhile, I'm not going to run up my credit card bills and, you know, go stand on a hill and sell my clothes and say, okay, now the Lord coming now. Don't do that, okay? I have no clue. I think we need to settle in for the long haul. We may be here for 100 more years. A lot of people thought the Lord was going to come in the year 2000, and I said, wait, it may be true. I hope it's true, but it might be. That's 2,000 years from the birth of Christ.
There was a guy back in 1988, I believe, that wrote a book.
87, he wrote the book.
87 Reasons Why.
88 Reasons Why the Lord was coming in 88.
Of course, he had to sell the book for a year.
Yeah, anyway, he had to sell it for a year. He had to go write the book in 87, so he can sell it for a year.
88 Reasons Why Jesus Christ is going to return in
88.
In 88.
The 88 Reasons Why the Lord would come in 88. I've got the book here somewhere. Fascinating book. Wrong, but, you know, good. I believe the Lord's coming soon, okay? But I would not put a date. I have no clue. It might be the Lord's coming back 2,000 years from the resurrection, which means we've got, well, let's assume Christ was born in 5 B.C. I don't think anybody knows for sure. Somewhere around 3, 4, 5, or 6 B.C., because their calendar's off. So this is really the year 2009, okay, if you're going from the birth of Christ. Then, if Jesus rose from the dead after 33 and a half years old, roughly, we have a long time to go yet. We have 24 more years. Jonathan, you can get married and have about 10 kids.
24 more. I'll be about your age almost.
Yeah.
A little younger than you.
That's right. So you're always going to be younger than me, John. Just face it.
Yeah, well, give me time.
Okay. Give me time. Ain't going to help that. Okay. Here we go. Mike, please do not put me on the air, but a chiropractor that needs to adjust your back every week to maintain your quality of life is like a mechanic that needs to fix your car every week to keep it running. I'm not arguing against chiropractic. I'm not arguing chiropractic practice. I'm just saying it's not the best support to do their work. Okay, Mike, good point. I understand. Let me explain the situation. I have what's called a hypermobile joint between T3 and T4 because it has been damaged severely in a car accident. And so I try to strengthen it, not enough. I probably don't do enough exercise. That would probably strengthen it. I just don't get time. Okay, I work a long schedule every single day. Don't recall a day off in 14 years. Maybe I've had one, but I don't recall it if I had one. So it is part of my own fault. But between nutrition and chiropractic, the joint is just constantly slipping out of place because it's a weak, damaged joint. It's a lot of scar tissue and cartilage around it. And he puts it back in his face for a few days. So and then it gradually works its way back out because the muscles are, well, 2 minutes, are all goofed up back there. And it's like having, you know, bent A-frame on the front of your car and you got to constantly adjust your tie rods to keep your wheels from falling apart, you know, keep them lined up. Anyway, picture the advice. So here we go. Aaron Herodias. Aaron Herodias.
It's like one of those biblical names that you just have to say real fast and hope that no one else understood it.
It's a biblical name, the longest one in the Bible, Isaiah's son. Nobody knows who it is. Nobody ever gets that one. But I know Jonathan. Meher Shalal Hashbaz.
That's the one I heard you say that the other day on the program. You requested that Eric name his daughter.
Yeah, Meher Shalal Hashbaz. I said, my son, get this next daughter a good Bible name like Meher Shalal Hashbaz, you know. Okay, Aaron, I already, I don't try to pronounce it again. Okay, quickly, before I head out to go shopping, my wife was witnessing to some very rude atheist that online, and he kept bringing up the word singularity, this singularity is supposed to be what started everything, or where everything came from, for the Big Bang. I was wondering if Ken could explain what this is supposed to be and how I would respond to someone who believes this doctrine. Okay, Aaron or Herodias, whoever. the whole thing is imagination. The evolutionists will say that the whole universe began as a dot, and they're naming the dot a singularity.
They have to use a technical term.
That's the name of the dot.
Region, you know.
An infinitesimal region, a dot. Okay, it's a fancy name for dot, and it's a dumb idea. It's not science at all. It's pure religion. Okay, they believe it happened. I'm sorry for that. I'm trying to help them. We cover that in videotape number one, along with all the scientific reasons why it cannot be.
Which is on our website.
It's an on-grainy version. Okay. Swim 12 champion writes in, how did Satan get here? Okay, Swim 12 champion, it appears from the scripture that Satan is not a fallen angel, but a fallen cherub. He's an anointed cherub. There appear to be angels, cherub, seraphim, and several different types of creatures in heaven. He's not an angel, he was a cherub, whatever that is. And he fell from heaven by his pride. You can read Ezekiel 28 and Isaiah 14, I believe, and get the whole story. Well, tune in again tomorrow, folks. Sorry I didn't get to all the rest of these here, but we'll get to them tomorrow. Same time, same channel. Thanks a lot. Bye.